And
doesn't speak very well for the newspaper men.
But it pleased me because it was a clear indication that the people in whom I placed confidence for their confidentiality were observing it, and it never got out. It came as a surprise to the onlookers. I remember how diligently Bill Milliken went about it. Among other things, I don't know what. I knew the state police ran a check on me, and
at that time, did you talk to Milliken, or was that later?
Later. Not about this. No, I never importuned him about it at all. I felt that neither he nor the Republican Party owed me anything, and if it was something that he thought was good to do, fine. If it wasn't, I certainly would understand, because there were a lot of people who were more vocal in their desire for the appointment who had, I thought, very good recommendations. So I did not put pressure on him. But I remember one time he wanted to, after the state police had cleared me and so forth, he said, I want to know about your income tax returns and so forth. He said, I don't like to do this, Larry. And he called me directly about this. He said, I don't like to do this, Larry. But he said, could I see your last 3 year income tax returns? And I said, sure. And he said, if you had any problem, if you've been audited and so forth. And I guess I was audited in 1964, but had not been since then. And that proved nothing. So anyway, we met, and I don't recall where we met, but this entire transaction about the income tax return took place in the back seat of the governor's limousine while he was going from one place to another. And then, as I recall, the driver had to take me back to my car, wherever it was, so nobody knew that I was with him. And he went over it and asked me some questions about it and so forth, and decided that he wasn't going to be embarrassed about anything that might come up from that source. And then I was told that I was going to be appointed, and that the governor was going to announce it on the 5th of May. And on the morning of the 5th of May, I had to be in circuit court in Livingston County before Judge Paul Mahinsky. And I remembered that I wasn't sure how long that would take, and I didn't want to be tied up past the noon hour, because it was going to be sometime after the noon hour that this would break, that the governor would announce it. And so I went in to see Judge Mahinsky, and I said, I hate to ask for any special favors, but if I could possibly get on with this motion early in the docket, it would be a great help to me, because I do have something happening this afternoon and that I've got to take care of and be ready to take care of. And he didn't ask me anything about it. He was very accommodating, and I think, as I recall, I was either first or second up on the call of motions, and we got the matter out of the way and so forth. And incidentally, I won my last motion before I was going on the bench. But and then it was announced, and at that time it was, I guess shortly after it was announced, Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, who was then Chief Justice, called me and said, when can we get together? And I said, well, I'm available at your discretion. So I think within a day or so, I went over to see him. He came into town, and we sat in his office and talked and set up a time for the swearing in and for me to go on the bench and so forth that would have allowed me to clean up some of the things that I had and get in touch with my clients and, you know, that sort of thing.